Well, we held that open, right?
Yep.
Gentlemen, I don't see anything wrong with that, because I'll tell you why, because I go back and I start looking at it and hearing, back in 2009, I wasn't there then, you approved one house alongside for a 5-foot front yard variance.
Well, I guess two things.
Wayne first, yeah.
My recollection. Mr. Workman, I believe you recused yourself on this one. Is this,
yes.
I just want to make sure I had it right in my memory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the second one was, I believe we were waiting on a survey that was.
Yes, we were.
Trying to find it.
So.
You got it?
I didn't know if they were mailed to you or not.
Nope.
I had not seen.
Benefit of the board.
Okay.
Received a letter from the attorney on behalf of the applicant. They did do an average and established a setback of the adjoining parcel, lot number 41, and also lots 39, 38, 37 on the opposite side of the house.
Yeah.
In short, lot 37 is 30.1, lot 38 is 33.3, lot 39 is 26.4. The proposed site is closest point was 25.1, and the lot 41 was 32.4 feet to Maple Lane. And there's explanation in the letter.
So only one property was less than 30.
Yeah. Now, what we would do on average, we would take those averages and establish what the average would be.
Which would be what?
And typically, let's see where it's on here somewhere. The average for the front yard setback is 30.56, using lots 37, 38, 39, and 41, not the site proposed, because it's basically considered vacant, but it's proposed.
Okay.
Mr. Workman?
I cannot vote. I refuse to win a case.
That's right, you did. I'm sorry about that. I stand to be corrected, Mr. Rickard.
Well, I started to say that I've seen where they've put 25-foot setbacks or 26-foot putbacks, but when you get to the average of what you're supposed to do, it's 30 feet. Now, you did that in 2009. I believe I have the, don't we have the record there? I have a copy of that, of the minutes of the meeting.
I think so.
Oh, let me see. Lot 38. 4.9-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement. And I see lot 39 just requesting a 5-foot required 30-foot setback requirement for proposed addition. Through the facts.
Okay.
What do you think, John?
Mr. Bells?
I mean, you've granted other variances in there for that.
I don't know that we should grant it for any more than the
than sitting beside one another?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about 26?
Yeah.
It's 26.
26.4.
Right. do you think?
I was thinking more than that, 26, we need to wonder.
What about 26?
Yeah, I feel, you need no more than the other one, do you?
No.
I look at it, Mr. Trussell. Mr. Trussell, you want to make a statement about it?
It, that would, probably be the thing to do, but if you look at it, the depth of that lot is also 5 feet less than lot 39.
That's true, too.
Point.
So, you know.
You want to take away?
From 25 to 26.4 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And the depth of the lot is 5 feet shorter.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, yeah, then you're taking away the roof of building off, so.
Of course, then you're looking at, it's 110 feet like the others, and you've got a couple that are 105.
105, yeah, see that
what, one? What was there? What was lot 37, Lawrence?
Pardon? What was lot 37? Size?
The front.
Oh, 30.1. How much? 30.1.
Met the setback. All of them met the setback except for 39.
Yeah.
Basically, right. Met the county setback requirement. Exceeded the Kennewick subdivision requirement.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, went based on restrictions. There's a note on the drawing that makes reference to the setbacks. Setbacks in Kennewick based on the county are 30 front, 10 side, 10 rear. The setbacks by the HOA are 25 front, 5 side, 20 rear.
So he does meet the HOA setback then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's because the Kennewick was created before then, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Part of it, not all of it, part, most of it.
So that being said, again then, Mr. Mill.
But.
I feel that 26.4 is a reasonable type of thing. But that's my opinion there.
Yeah, I do too.
I'll go along with that.
Okay. No further discussion. Everyone's sure what we vote for, then I'll entertain a motion.
I just want to. What you're saying is you believe that a variance of the front yard of 3.6 feet would be okay, but a variance of 4.9 feet would not. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What did we say,
3.9?
3.6. I mean, 6. Yeah.
If 4.9, would no. So you're approving for a variance of 3.6 feet.
Right. If that's what... You're looking
saying?
At, I
yes.
think, I think you should establish a good reason as to why it's okay at the 26.4, but not the 25.1. Like why the 26.4 would meet the standards, but the 25.1 would not.
Well.
Because you're still requiring, there's still going to need to be a variance for that.
Right.
So you're still going to have to establish that the applicant's meeting the standards at that
at that
level.
The 3 point,
and
whatever.
And maybe it's that at 26.4, it's the minimum necessary to afford relief. Maybe that's part of the how you distinguish it. But I think you need to elaborate on that.
Okay.
Well, I think that 26.4 feet would be, yeah, would definitely end up winning it, would afford relief.
Yeah, it would afford relief to the average. By the size of the by the size of the lot.
But before you have to go by the size of the lot, that would be mine if I was to make it then. That
the lots,
yeah, 26.4,
right,
is the one that we're for, you know, to, yep, to, for relief for that, that lot.
Of course, the uniqueness of the property is certainly a factor in that, also with the frontage of that.
Yeah, you got your frontage here.
Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, because there are, right next door, there is a, another setback of the same distance from the front.
Mm-hmm.
And a variance will not alter essential character of a neighborhood because of the fact that there is another sitting right beside this parcel.
Equal encroachment.
You right?
Equal encroachment.
Equal encroachment, I would say. Yeah, that's a better word.
That's a good word.
And a request of variance at a minimum that will afford relief.
Make that into a motion.
Am I in the ballpark there, Mr. Chair? Counselor?
I just wanted to make sure there was some record as to the, why you were distinguishing between the two. So that's all I'm asking.
So you approve that?
Second.
Okay, so I got a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,519. Okay. All those in favor?
And Mr. Chairman, or yes. I approve it as to a variance of 3.6 feet.
Yep. Right. Where we mark that.
Okay. I'm going to try to put that in there. Hey, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard again?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So we'll vote up 4-0. Case number 11,519 is approved for a variance, a 3.6 variance. Okay. That gentleman, I believe, takes care of everything that they have for tonight. We got one left open.
Good.
Two, yeah, one left open.
Yes.
So that's all that we have for this evening.
Except.
Hey, is there any thing from the office? Mr. Lang, do you have anything?
Yes, please.
Okay.
For the benefit of the record to the board, I had to talk to all of you.
Yeah.
Some of you. There was an advertising issue we had for the 16th of March.
Yeah.
Whereby there will not be any public hearing. And we can have a special meeting to discuss issues that the board brought up in the past, but we need to create an agenda. I know Mr. Rickard has asked about signage.
Yep.
Jamie's got a couple issues.
Rules.
John's got a couple issues.
Rules.
Rules and regulations.
And we can do it on that evening if you so desire.
There will be no cases on the 16th?
There'll be no cases, because we could, if we would hit, barely hit the deadline for advertisement, and if we posted the property, we would have had them have them posted today.
Okay.
And we didn't anticipate we'd get them in the ground, because we'd be putting them in the snow and they'd be falling over.
That's true.
Let me ask you this. Can we put, if we think of anything else at that special meeting in the meantime?
I have to ask council.
Can we
bring it up
to you?
Well, I would.
Let's say we leave tonight. Somebody thinks it's something.
We need to make sure it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Because we are subject to FOIA. We have to have those 7 days in advance so that it can be posted on the agenda as additional business.
So by Thursday or Friday, the latest?
Yeah, I would. And it might be. I'm gonna try to get up with Lawrence later this week about some items that I'd like to put on there.
Okay.
Mr. Mills noted the rules. I've circulated a memo to you all about the off-premise sign thing that had been discussed before, so that certainly can be an agenda item that we can discuss.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good idea to discuss a few items. So,
okay. Yeah.
If you think of something, let me know. If you have some discussion on some of the rules,
okay.
If you have some ideas, send them my way so I can look at them. That'll help me be a little more productive when we have the meeting.
Sounds good.
So
in other words, you're really saying is we got maybe to the end of the week to give
yeah.
you.
Yeah, if you could get something by the end of the week or beginning of next week, I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, end of the week, because it's got to be filed Monday.
Seven days in advance.
Yeah.
Okay, the end of this week, right?
Question, please.
Huh?
Question, please.
Mr. Lank.
Mr. Lank, sir.
Sir?
That gentleman.
You can answer his questions.
What's that?
He can address you.
Okay. Of course, I reply had one of the second one I never had a chance to bring up. You were designed already, but I was sure. That's what I want. I wanted to show everyone that the basic thing.
Mr. Shaw.
Sir.
We're still open.
Sir, this meeting's still open. If you can, we haven't closed the meeting yet, and we've already voted. If you want to discuss with Mr. Lank after the meeting's closed, you're free to do that.
Just have a seat a second. We'll be done in a second. Have a seat a second. We'll be done.
There being no other business in it.
So that just about covers it, right?
Yep, I'll be over.
So Friday's the deadline on that.
Yep.
And I know Mr. Hudson has a lot of questions he wants to bring up.
Yep. Well, we'll get with him, okay?
What's your retirement age?
You can't, yeah, there you go. You can't be doing that, okay?
All right, the meeting's open for adjournment. Subject to call.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting is now adjourned. Subject to call.